Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, excuse me, I was getting ready to say ladies and gentlemen, but this is the Men's Fellowship. Hallelujah. You tuned into the Men's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is our monthly Men's Fellowship. It's informal, and if folks want to... If folks want to send us a question while we're on our topic tonight, they can do so by calling 410-444-5152 and giving the question and we're going to relate the question. Hallelujah. But we are fortunate. We are blessed today to have a guest with us on the call today. Some of you may have heard him in years gone by. He had one of our AM stations in the Baltimore metropolitan area carried his program. It was called Brother Love. What was the name of your program? In fact, let me just introduce you to this gentleman. This is none other than Brother Gary Don Wilson. Brother Gary, say hello to everybody for me.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be here this evening.
All right. And what was the name of your program on the radio station? What was that name of that program?
It was Gary's Mellow Mood, the program that's oh so silky, oh so sensuous, and oh so smooth.
All right, to y'all men, to y'all got to learn stuff like that. He got one of those voices. You understand what I'm saying? I used to call him because his program would come on after mine, and I always called him Dr. Love, but he was known as Brother Love.
Well, actually, it was Gary Love.
Gary Love, okay. It was actually Gary Love. And I called him Brother Love. Some called him Brother Love. I called him Dr. Love, you know. But the bottom line is that it's appropriate that he be on this call tonight, this informal men's fellowship. Because, see, one of the things that we need to know and to be able to show is love. Because love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. Is that right, Brother Love?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Pastor.
Words are cheap. Words are cheap. Boy, you know, words are cheap. In other words, for some words, you don't have to pay no money for the words. They just come on out. But love, you got to put feet to that love. But anyway, before we go any further, again, this is the Mighty Men of Valor. Men's Fellowship of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. And we just thank God for all of you who've tuned in tonight. Guess what our theme is? Oh, Lord. This is going to blow people's minds. You think I'm going to blow somebody's mind with our theme tonight, Brother Gary?
I think so, Pastor Berg. Okay. You're definitely a man of your word, and you really do speak it by your actions. Honestly, you really
all
do.
Right.
So.
Well, bless you. The theme for tonight's Men's Fellowship is how to get along with everybody all the time. Mm. Oh, I know you want me to say that again because you didn't think you heard what you heard. How to get along with everybody all the time. And Brother Gray, when you first heard that, what did you say? What did you say?
The first thing that I asked you, Pastor, was it's not impossible. Or rather, I always felt like it was impossible to get along with everybody all the time.
You know, there are a lot of people saying the same thing. Right now, as we speak, they are saying the same thing. That's impossible. let me back up a little bit. First of all, let me do this too. I don't know if I did it already because we do pray before we go on the air, and I'm not sure we prayed since we've been on the air, but I'm going to pray again anyhow. Father God, we just thank you for everyone that's tuned in right now, every family that's represented right now. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would strengthen them, that you build them up, you encourage them, oh God. Hallelujah, that you show forth your grace and your mercy to them in Jesus' name. Let them be a beacon in their family, hallelujah, for and a conduit for your grace and your mercy to even flow through the entire family, oh God. Father God, we thank you for this. We thank you, oh God, for the seed that shall be sown tonight. We decrease as your spirit, Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit increases. And we just thank you, oh God, for giving 30, 60, and 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown tonight in Jesus' name. Let's say amen, everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I need to share this with a lot of you guys out here listening to me now. Most of my degrees are in history-related fields. And one thing that a gentleman said many years ago, over 100 years ago, he said, almost, well, yeah, 150 years ago, it's way back. He said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. You know, I heard that, and I said, that's interesting. But then God, when I heard that, you know, years later and kind of just thinking about that, God said, well, look here. You can use that in a message to people about getting along with other people. And it would seem appropriate to say you can get along with some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't get along with all of the people all of the time. Hopefully y'all follow me on that. Well, I am here to tell you right now, brothers, father, son, grandfather, grandson, great-grandson, great-great-grandfather, you can get along with everybody all the time. I said that again. You better get a pencil and a piece of paper because I'm going to give you some scriptures on this. But you can get along with everybody all the time. You can get along with everybody all the time. I know you said it's impossible. And you're partly right. It's impossible to do it without Christ. That's the caveat. That's the clause. That's the injunction. That's the sidebar, whatever you want to call it. You can get along with everybody all the time in Christ if you do it with God, if you do it God's way. Now, I did not say, Brother Gary, did I say that everybody is going to get along with you all the time?
No, you didn't say that. No, you definitely didn't say that.
Again, I said you can. I'm talking about you. Get along with everybody all of the time with God in Christ. Come on now. He said, Lord, have mercy. Talk to me. How can I do it? Well, first you got to start at the beginning. Well, you got to start with the fact that, I think it's Mark 12, 30 and 31. First of all, you got to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. And with all your strength, that's Mark 12:30. And then 12:31 says, and your neighbor as yourself. Well, glory to God. You need to get that scripture down. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you're not going to hate yourself, hopefully. You're not going to beat up on yourself. You're not going to put yourself down. That's not God's best for you. He said, love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, it's a given that you're going to love yourself. That's your, you've got to love yourself. And so this is the foundation for getting along with everybody all the time. God, then loving yourself, and then love your neighbor. That is an interesting connection that you have to have. You understand? Love your neighbor as yourself. That, how do you get along with everybody all the time? Number one, first thing you do after you dealt with that Mark 12, 30 and 31, you pick up a mirror and you look yourself in the face and you say, you in your earth suit, in your soulable realm, you are not perfect. You don't cross all the T's. You don't dot all the I's. In fact, a lot of times you cross the I's and dot the T's. You get it all mixed up. So you don't do things perfectly yourself. But you want people to love you. You want people to love you, don't you, Brother Gurren?
Yes, I definitely do, you know, because when you're loved, you can love people back or vice versa. I mean, well, actually, Pastor, I need to be asking you, since you're the pastor, what way does that actually work?
Well, the key is, look, you want folks to forgive you of your shortcomings, is that right? You make
yes.
a mistake.
Yes, that's
you
true.
You make a mistake. You want them to forgive you, right?
Yes, that's
true. Well, look here. You've got to understand what God's word says. Matthew 6 and I think that's 6:11 or 12. I think 6:12 says, and forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive others. Forgive me of my debt as I forgive others, or something like that. Hallelujah. The Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. And we need to understand we're going to blow it from time to time. You're going to miss it from time to time. Let me ask you a question, Brother Gary. Have you ever made a mistake in your life?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I've made many.
You understand what I'm saying? Brother Earl Byrd, have you ever made a mistake? You know, look, I've made truckloads of mistakes in my life because I've been living for a little while. Jesus, you want people to forgive you of your mistakes. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know what? Because God said, I'm going to forgive you like you forgive others. That's one of the things that's going to help you get along with everybody all the time. Because if you don't forgive others, God ain't forgiving you. And you thinking that you go to heaven and you die, you done had art against that sister that stepped on your foot and never said excuse me. You had art against that brother, that deacon, that y'all was getting ready to eat dinner at a bigger piece of the chicken than you got, and you was angering him, and you haven't spoken to him in 10 years. And you think when you go, come from here, you're going to go straight to heaven. And you're not going to pass gold. You're going to collect your two. You're going to go on to your reward in heaven. I got news for you. God says, I'm going to forgive you like you forgive others. And Brother Guy, is there any sin in heaven? No, there's no sin in heaven. Because the only guy and his brothers that sinned in heaven, they got kicked out. In fact, Jesus said, I saw the devil fallen like lightning out of heaven, and one third of the angels that believed the lie. So ain't no sin going to heaven. So you got to get rid of sin. Is that right? Is that right, Brother Gary?
Yes. Yes.
So in other words, you can't not get along with other folks. You got to forgive them for making a mistake. Sometimes it's hard. I didn't say it was easy. Because if it was easy, everybody'd be doing it every day. I wouldn't even be needing to talk about it. Is that right? I mean, if it was easy to get along with everybody all the time, I wouldn't even be bringing this thing up. You know, you got some folks right in your family that you hardly can get along with, you think. But you can get along. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I actually had a question, Pastor, but I'll wait if this isn't a good time.
No, go ahead. Ask that question because you might forget.
No, what I wanted to know, though, was, for example, you know, nobody's perfect but God. So with that in mind, then I guess what kind of blows my mind and what I wanted to ask is, it almost seems like, you know, you kind of have to be perfect in order to get into heaven. So what's the analogy behind that, if you will?
Okay, here's the thing. We need to understand the word perfect. There are two kinds of perfect. Biblical perfection, and you see that in Ephesians 4 and 11 and 12, talks about Jesus saying that he's leaving, but he's giving some gifts to the church. And verse 4:12, it says, for what reason? For the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting, that doesn't mean so they can be perfect, but so they can be mature. Matthew 5:48 says, God said, be ye perfect as I am perfect. God is definitely mature. He wants you to be mature. Do you know what spiritual maturity is? It is supernatural wisdom. He wants you to have supernatural wisdom. That's perfection. Wisdom, the wisdom of God, that's perfection here. Now, when we talk about being perfect in our solar realm, in our earth suit, that ain't going to happen because we're in an earth suit. And we are bombarded. Your soul of around is your mind. That's the seat of your will, your intellect, your emotions. And we are moved by, a lot of times your soul of around is moved by what they see, what you see. And so sometimes we allow our emotions to dictate what we do. And a lot of times when people are not getting along with others, it's because they elected to allow their emotions to lead them. Your emotions are not to lead you. Did you know that, Brother Gary? You get emotional, you get angry, that's an emotion. Or you get upset, that's an emotion. You understand? You get depressed, that's an emotion. You get all that kind of stuff, and you make your movement, you decide to do something because of an emotion, going to get your body in trouble. Of the emotions, there are about six basic emotions. And I think four of them are negative. The positive emotions, hey, praise God, you can deal with that. Somebody coming to your door, his name is Ed McMahon, and give me a cashier's check for $7 million. Now you will get a little emotional, wouldn't you, Brother Gary?
Oh yeah, I would.
He gives it because the check has your name on it. Jesus. So you might start screaming and yelling, hallelujah, speaking in tongues, all kinds of stuff. But that's a good emotion. But they're bad emotions. Fear is a bad emotion. Depression, hatred, bitterness, wrath, all those things are emotions and stuff that resulted from your bad negative emotions. God didn't tell you to follow your emotions. You know what he said in his word? He said in Galatians 5, 16 and 5:25, he says, walk in the spirit. Psalms 37:23 says, hallelujah, the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. You need to understand that your emotions are going to get your whole body in trouble. Your emotions are just like a tail that the dog wags. It's a highlighter of what's going on. And sometimes the dog controls his tail. When his tail is up in the air, he's happy. You know, a cat likes that too. He's up in the air, he's happy, contented. When his tail is down, he's anxious. He's maybe getting ready to bite or scratch. Or he's getting ready to pounce on a prey, or he's fearful. That's the tail. The tail is not supposed to lead the dog. You ever see a dog or cat tail where his eyes should be and his eyes where his tail should be? That ain't right. And you're a millionaire. Catch that rascal, because you're a multi-millionaire from the jump street. Because people be paying, offering you all kinds of money for that creature that you just discovered. But see, your emotions, and God talks about that very vividly in the fruit of the Spirit, self-control. You cannot get along with everybody all the time out of control. That's why you can't do it. You cannot get along with everybody all the time without God. And so one of the biggest hindrances to get along with everybody all the time is your emotions. And I'm glad we went into that, because that was the next step. You know, we talked about God, God. That's the first criteria. That's number two, love your neighbor as yourself. And then we dealt with number three, you got to forgive everybody else so you can be forgiven. And you know, in other words, you know, they may miss it from time to time, just like you. And then, of course, number five. I guess it's number five. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? I guess it's 4. I'm losing count, brother guys. Help me. But anyway, look, control yourself. Can you repeat that after me? Control yourself. Can you repeat that, Gary?
Control yourself.
Control yourself. But you know what I'm saying? They took me there. Look, the devil, some of your relatives, some of your enemies, even some of your friends will want to take you there. You know, they'll take you to that spot, want to rub you the wrong way, want to pluck your nerves. You know, have you heard people talk about plucking your nerves and stuff like that?
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh. And they, see, a lot, especially a lot of your people around you, they know what will get you off. Now, one of the things that used to get me off is disrespect or out lying to me. And I know you lie. That would, you know, I would lose control. Was that helpful? No. Did it help the situation? No. Did it make me younger? No. Did it put money in my pocket? No. Did it calm the situation? No. Losing control does not help anybody but the devil, because he's trying to get as many people in hell as he can. And you losing control, Jesus. I tell you, don't lose control and lose your life at the same time. Lord Jesus. I'm not saying you're going to hell, because I don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. I just got to stand on the word of God. You got to maintain control. Galatians 5:22-23, it talks about the fruit, singular, of the Spirit. You say you're Christian. Are you Christian, Brother Love?
No, I'm actually Baptist.
I thought the Baptists were Christians. Yes, they are. Baptist.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's you know, that's why I'm learning, Pastor. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, Baptist or Christian. Oh, see, that means Christ-like. Christian means Christ-like.
Okay.
I said that because a lot, you know, that happens. A lot of folks think Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a this, I'm a that, other. Is your church Christ-centered? If the answer is yes, hallelujah. It sounds like you're a Christian. Hallelujah.
So then that is that the same under all of the different religions, such as even like Catholic, Jew, Protestant?
What is it?
The, Catholic, Jews, Protestants.
Okay, no, Jews are not Christ-centered. But see,
okay.
They got, Messianic Jews are. Because the Jewish folk, that's an ethnic group.
Okay.
They also tied in as a religion, the Hebrew religion. And so two different things, really. But the key here is that the only significant way to look at your connection to God is through Christ Jesus. I think it's John, is that John 14:6 says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. So if you say you're Muslim, but you love God, you can't go through him. But if Jesus is not the center of what you're doing, he's a good prophet. No, he's more than a prophet. He's the Son of God. And then John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And you go down, I think, to verse 11, or is it 14 or 6, in that same chapter. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. So if Jesus is not the center of your service to God, you're not getting to God. That's why a lot of folks say, well, but aren't the Jehovah Witnesses Christians? No, they're not. They put Jesus on the back burner. Jesus is not on the back burner. It has to be a Christ-centered church or ministry. Then you know you're in the right church, in the right pew, hallelujah, calling on the right Lord. Because, see, the Bible says that when you call on God, you must needs say, in Jesus' name. That's the key that unlocks a lot of the promises of God. But anyway, we don't want to get off the subject. How to get along with everybody all the time. Number one, you got to have a relationship with God, because it's the only way you can do that. Number two, you got to love your neighbor as yourself. Number three, you got to forgive. Hallelujah. Go to God. You got to forgive. Hallelujah. And number four, you got to control your emotions. Self-control, baby. Look, buddy, you can't control yourself. I know your child knocked over the glass. They didn't do it on purpose. And guess what? Even if they did do it on purpose, you still got to control yourself and deal with it in a rational, disciplined fashion. Because if you don't, we're going to have to come down and visit you every Wednesday in jail, because they're going to put you in jail. You've got to be under control. Again, fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness. Now, people think meekness is weakness. No, meekness is power under control, strength under control. Then temperance is your temper under control. You got to control yourself. Now, in the old days, I know you heard of this. Brother Gary, let me know if you heard of this. Many years ago, people tell you, so you think you're getting ready to blow your top? Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and before you say anything. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, that was a technique. Some of you got to use that. You say, oh, that's old hat. Use it. One of the things I told, look, I used to be a Department of Human Resources, Department of Social Services, and I would deal with folk, and I dealt with somebody who wanted some benefits, and she had children, and she had a job. So I'm applying for benefits. And we asked her, well, what happened to the job? Well, that boss asked me to do something that was in my job spec. And I gave him a piece of my mind, because my mama told me that, you know, say what's on my mind. Give folks a piece of my mind. It was on my mind. And was your mother receiving social services? Yeah. And her mother? Yeah. And now you want to receive. Look here. You're in a situation, and you want to tell your boss off. You say, excuse me, I have to make a run to the restroom. You go to the restroom and get in there and count to 10, scream, holler, whatever you want to do. They come out and smile. So say, thank you for sharing. You know, and do what you want. If you want to keep your job, now you guys, you know, the Bible says, a man don't work, don't eat. Is that what the Bible says? Yes, that's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. We thank God. You know, you need to understand that sometimes they can say you have to bite your tongue. Don't really bite your tongue. You know what I mean. Because you might cause your tongue to bleed. In other words, what that means is that control your mouth. Back in the 50s and early 60s, there was a gentleman. He used to play Geraldine. And then he used to play Reverend Leroy. His name was Flip Wilson. And as Reverend Leroy, one of the things he said, brothers, you got to understand this. He said, he preached a sermon one time, loose lips sink ships. And some of you know what I'm talking about, because some of you done laid out a boss who was disrespectful. That doesn't diminish the fact he was disrespectful to you, but there's a better way of handling the disrespect. Did you know that? He called you out of your name, and you decided to punch him and wonder why you don't have a job anymore, why you had spent some time in jail. You up there on your job, and a customer cuts you out, come back. And then you wonder why you don't have a job anymore. You got to control yourself. There's a way you can handle every situation under the sun. God gives you a way to escape. Because the devil wants you, his thing is to kill, steal, and destroy. And look, he wants you to help him do that. And so some of us knuckleheads, no, I can't talk about you, brother, or you, uncle, or you, father, or you, a nephew, grandpa. I got to talk about myself. Some of the time, I help the devil kill, steal, and destroy my life because I let my loose lips think for sure before you speak. That's why, you know, you can get along with everybody all the time if you think before you speak. But you don't, they took me there. They led you there. You didn't have to go where they wanted to take you. You know, somebody want to take you up to a mountain and throw you off the top of the mountain. You going to let them lead you there? Well, they lead me there. You don't have to go to where they want to take you. I know the Staple Singers sang the song. You remember Staple Singers, Brother Gary?
Yes, I do. I remember the selection, too.
Huh?
I remember that selection about I'll take you there.
Yes. And the devil want to take you to places where you don't want to go. That's why the Word of God says in Psalms 119, verse 105, says, the Word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Using the Word of God, that's why, man, you got to get in the Word. Because it'll let you know where you are. And then it's a light to your path. It lets you know where you're going. It lets you know if you're going down the wrong path, it's like you're on a bridge. And the bridge done broke down. And you see cars, so, you know, going down into the water. You know, you think it's time for you to stop and maybe choose another path. You know, turn around and go another way. You understand what I'm saying? So you can do that by the Word of God will lead you. The Word of God will lead you to the right path. So look here, how to get along with everybody all the time, you got to, the only way you can do that is with God. Only way you can do that is understand that you love others as you love yourself. Only way you can do that is that you got to forgive others, because you blew it many times. You done hurt many people in your life, and you want them to forgive you. You got, glory to God, you got to forgive them. Hallelujah. And then you got to control your emotions. Forgive and control your emotions. You know what? I'm going to go back to forgiving, because some of you did the wrong thing because you didn't still, you didn't get in the Word of God. Because you love, Brother George pointed out, and you haven't talked to him in 40 years because he still hasn't given you that $20 back. Forgive him of the 20. You still alive. Forgive him of the 20. See, and then you got to get in the Word of God. You got to understand what the Word of God says. If you can't do without what you've given somebody, hallelujah, you got to take care of home first. You got to take care of home first. And then you flow. And then you give. It talks about loaning to others. But loaning, but, you know, if you don't get it back, it's all right. You got, and all those that owe you money now, you got to forgive them and let it go, because they're going to tie you. You got to forgive them of that debt. Because that, if you don't, guess what? It's a sin. Well, you go to Matthew 18, start with verse 23, and read the rest of that. It's talking about money. All right. Again, give, control your emotions. And then another thing, all of that is love. You've got to love people. And I know we mentioned love, love your neighbors and stuff, but we have to really emphasize love. Because, you know, some folks, you got to love a special way. You look, some of your relatives, you got to love at a distance. Because they try to take you there, very disrespectful. Sometimes you got to love them at a distance. You understand what I'm saying? Still pray for them. You haven't turned them loose. You haven't cut them loose. You just loving them at a distance. I love you, Uncle Joe. Hey, how you doing, Uncle Joe? Yeah, I can't talk right now. I got to go somewhere. But God bless you anyway. You know Uncle Joe is the one that plucks your nerves. You say that the sun is shining. You say, no, it's cloudy. You have people like that, Brother Gary?
Yeah, Pastor, I do. I mean, I know people like that. Nobody specifically in my life right now.
Right. But in other words, you said the sky was blue. They said it looks really gray. You said that, boy, that's a beautiful tree over there. They said, oh, no, that's an ugly tree. It's really cold. No, it's real hot. You know, it seems like everything you say, they want to say the opposite, just to try to get a rise out of you. You got to love them folk anyway. But some of them folk, you got to love at a distance. You got to wave. Say, oh, look, I can't talk right now. I got to go somewhere. And where you got to go is away from them, because you don't want them to pluck your nerves. You don't want them to take you there. Because they will take you there. And some of the things that we have asked God to get rid of in our lives, God is done with it. But every now and then, they want to creep back into our lives. Because you remember that? You used to have a bad temper. Brother Jerome, you used to have a bad temper. But God kind of blessed you. In the last 10, 15 years, you really didn't blow your top. But then somebody... Not only did they lie to you, they disrespected you, and then they called you out of your name. Oh, it's like you saw flashes, like it wanted to take you back to that time where you lost your temper. And don't let them come up to you and call you a ninja. You know what a ninja is, Brother Gary?
The term that I'm familiar with is the term with the show Ninja Warriors come on, but I don't believe that's the same title when it comes
No. Yeah. What they say now, ninja is when somebody comes up to you, to you and uses the N-word to an African American.
Oh, okay. Wow.
They trying to take you there real quick. And I'm be honest with you. Maybe about 40 years ago, we almost finished. We got one more minute. Glory to God. Look, I broke my hand on somebody's face because they called me a ninja. Of course, they didn't say ninja. They used the N-word. Was I right? No, I was wrong. I broke my hand on their face. I don't know what happened there, but I broke my hand. My hand was hurt. You said, but they called you out of your name, and that's reprehensible. Look, somebody call you out of your name. Do you answer it? Somebody call you stupid. Are you going to say yes? No, you're not going to answer that because that's not you. Is that right?
Yeah,
if
that's
not
true.
Your name, you don't answer to that. You say, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard. But look, some folks don't understand. You go to, this last thing, and then we're going to have to close. Ephesians 6, and start at verse 10 and go 10 through 20. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. And so it's the demons, the devil and his dumb demons that are trying to use people to take you down, to take you out, to make you not be a witness for the Lord. You can get along with everybody all the time, but you got to do it in Christ. And you got to have patience. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, that's patience. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. All right. Brother Gary Love.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you for being on the service, this fellowship today. Hallelujah. And I thank you so much. I appreciate and love you, brother. We'll do this again another day. Is that all right?
Yes, it sure is, Pastor, and likewise, I love you as well, and thank you for your time as well as your leadership and your wisdom as well.
Well, thank you so much. Gentlemen, I'm so used to saying ladies and gentlemen, but it's just gentlemen. Y'all guys, get a hold of what I said today, because if you control your emotions, you're going to be all right. It may look like you're taken down or somebody backing you up. But the stronger person is the person who can control themselves. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Amen. And
amen.
Amen. I like to just say to you brothers, that you can call your sisters, your mothers, your daughters, your grandmothers, and tell them to call this number, because the Women's Fellowship is coming up in about 6 or 7 minutes. So God bless you. Love you. See you next month, the second Friday of the month at 7 o'clock. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
clear. 10. Blow the trumpet in Zion. 2 minutes. 35 seconds. Button. Each off.
Hello, everybody. Yes, I know this is a woman's fellowship. And no, this is not a lady with a bad cold. Lord have mercy. This is Brother Bird just trying to stand in. I don't know if I can get a hold of this wonderful lady here, but if she wants to share, she can, but right now, I just wanted to, I want to play that one more time because so many of you love that song. Some of it's taking you back a long way. So we're going to do it one more time. Well, bless the Lord. Sound the alarm. Hallelujah. Yes, you've tuned into the Woman's Fellowship, the Vessels of Honor of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And you got to hear at least a couple of words from a lady. Hallelujah. So, here's Pastor Peaches.
Praise the Lord. Thanks of God. We thank God for bringing us this day up to this point in time. Thank God for a reasonable portion of health and strength. And we ask God to bless the service on tonight. Bless us, Lord, to give us the right answers of any questions that any ladies may call in and ask. We ask God to assume in knowledge of what he would want us to share, what he would want the pastor to share, even with the women. If it's something he would want me to share with the women, for God to impart it unto us. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask you to bless every vessel of honor that is listening tonight. Test your body. Lord God, allow us to be boldly proclaiming the name of Jesus and boldly being a vessel of honor that will bring honor always to you, Lord, in all that we do, and God, never to bring a bad mark against the word of God or against the church, against the body of Christ. Lord God, let us always wait on you, Lord God, in all things that we are standing on the word of God for. When it comes to companion, when it comes to a job, when it comes to desiring whatever the desire that you have put in our hearts, Lord, we ask you to give us strength to hold out, to stand on the word, no matter how things may look, how things may feel, how things may seem. Father God, you have all things under control, no matter how it may look, and we just submit ourselves and you and our emotions and our bodies and everything in your hands. Lead us and guide us. Bless us and direct us. Bless the women, Lord God, and tonight just listen. Encourage their hearts. Lord God, give them strength to stand, even in troubled times, even in uncertain times that may seem uncertain. Lord God, we just commit ourselves and everything to your hands. We ask you, Lord God, to bless us, lead us, guide us, direct us. We know no temptation has come upon us, Lord God, such as is common to man, and you'll always give us a way of escape in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm
Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for you ladies, the mothers, the daughters, granddaughters, grandmothers, aunts, nieces. God bless you for tuning in. And I want to share something with you real quick. This is informal, so go, you can get yourself a glass of tea or get that chicken leg and begin to gnaw on that or whatever you're doing. This is informal. I want you to title of today's, the theme of today's Women's Fellowship is how to get along with everybody all the time. I just heard somebody say, that's impossible. You know, and I know that there may be some history buffs in the audience who heard Abraham Lincoln say, and you're applying it to that. Abraham Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people all of the time, and all of the people some of the time. But you can't fool all of the people all of the time. And I know there are some of you that are applying it to what I just said. You can get along with all of the people some of the time and some of the people all of the time. But you can't get along with all of the people all of the time. I would like to beg to differ with you. Well, I'm going to agree with you, then I'm a differ with you. You can not get along with everybody all the time without God. In other words, you got to have God in order to get God, in order to get along with everybody all the time. Now, and I heard somebody say, I know you got that right, because some of these folks, I got to have God. I got to love them with the love of the Lord, because my God, I just don't like them. God, Hallelujah. They push every button I have, and there's some buttons I don't even know I have. They done push them too. And they come up to me, and they start singing the Staple Singer song. You know what the Staple Singers used to say, don't you? Take you there. And they want to take you there. But again, you can get along with all of the people all of the time in God. Now, I didn't want to say that all the people are going to get along with you, because this is a free will type of situation. You know, God gives you free will. And some folks just don't will to get along with you. There's some folks that just don't like you because you remind them of somebody, a boyfriend they used to have 20 years earlier, used to beat them. And you remind them of that, and they don't like you. You remind them of the girl that took your boyfriend from you when you was a teenager, and she looked just like her. And you can't stand the ground she walk on. Because she just looked like somebody. But I got news for you. You can't get along with everybody all the time in God. First of all, start with, hallelujah, glory to God. Start with, what is that, Mark 12, 30, and 31. First of all, you got to hook up with God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength, mind, and your strength. And that's 12:30, and then 12:31, and your neighbor as yourself. You gotta love your neighbor, and who's your neighbor? Everybody else that you come in contact with. That's your neighbor. Love them like you love yourself. Now the only problem with that is you don't love yourself. Your neighbor's in deep stuff. Because if you decide you're in a house and you say I don't love myself. I'm going to take 10 sticks of dynamite, and I'm going to blow myself up. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Jesus, help us. You and your neighbor on that side of the street, on the other side of the street, in fact, in the next 10 blocks, are going to be blown out of this world since you hate yourself. I suppose what I'm trying to say is for those people who love themselves, please love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, glory to God. That's number two. Number three, you got to forgive. You say, why should I forgive others? You don't know what they did. Girlfriend, think about the things he done did to folk throughout the years. You done messed up a lot of folk. You done a lot of stuff. You done been cursed. You done called people outside their name. You done called them everything but a child of God. You've been disrespectful. You done lied. And you want folks to forgive you and forget about it. But see, the word says, you go to Matthew 6. Just read that. It's start with a verse 9. It's just core. It tells you, look here. I think it's in verse 12. It's forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In other words, I got to forgive people if I want to be forgiven. You want to, several times in the Word of God it says that. And look here, if you really want to see it, you go down in Matthew 18, start in the 23rd verse, and keep reading until the light comes on. But you don't understand. I loaned that girl, my sister, my rent money, and she said she would have given it to me 2 days later. 10 years, I was evicted because of that. That's messed up. I'm not diminishing what happened. We don't diminish what happened. Somebody could have broken into your house and beat up your children, shot your husband, all that. You still got to forgive them. Oh, that's terrible. I ain't never forgive. You're going to have to forgive. They called you everything but a child of God. They called you a ninja to your face, and that was your boss. Now, y'all know what ninja stands for, because we don't use the N-word. We just say ninja. But they be using the N-word on your job. And you know, in times past, well, I can't talk about you. I know somebody used the N-word on me many years ago, maybe 40, 50 years ago. And I broke my hand on their face. My hand, the bone is still twisted because of that. 40 years later, it's still twisted. But guess what? Hallelujah. They gone on with their life. I got a broken bone in my hand. It's mended up, but it's mended up in a curve. Hallelujah. Losing your temper, not having self-control, ain't going to hurt nobody in the long run but you. And so you got, hallelujah, love your neighbor as yourself, then you got to forgive. And you say, well, look here, you don't understand what they did. You perfect? Now, see here, let me share something with you. Biblical perfection is different from your soul of around being perfect or your end. Ephesians 4:12, it talks about the gifts that were given, Christ gave to the church was for the perfecting of the saints. In other words, getting the maturing of the saints. Matthew 5:48 says to be ye perfect as I am perfect. Have wisdom. That perfection is having wisdom, matured wisdom, maturing, having supernatural wisdom, the wisdom of God. That's what perfection is. Be ye perfect as I am perfect. Have wisdom like I got wisdom. That's what perfection means. Now, all other stuff, in other words, some people, when you say, perfect, that you talking about you never make a mistake. So you have made 10 mistakes today, and the day is not even over yet. Yeah, I'm talking about you and you. That's right. Praise to God. All right. Don't get upset at me. See, you let your emotions. You want to come and see me? All right, you come to see me. 1220 West Lexington Street. Oh, no, that's not my address. Sorry, that's the wrong address. And they just tore down that building. Let me stop. Lord have mercy. Somebody laughing because somebody listening now know that that building, they don't build it there no more. That used to be St. James Church. And then it used to be the home of my wife when she was growing up. 1220 West Lexington. But anyway, Jesus, help us today. I'm off the deep end again. Lord, help mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, look here. I'm going to tell y'all a story. Okay. First of all, getting along with everybody all the time begins at home. You got to treat your husband right. You got to teach your family members right. You know, go to 1 Corinthians 13 chapter, talk about love. That starts at home, baby. Charity, love begins at home. Don't you be loving nobody outside of the home. You can't love the people in your house. You're a hypocrite. You perpetrating a hoax. A hoax. You might be perpetrating a hoax too, but you're hosting the devil in your spirit if you can't love. Come on now. Lord have mercy today. Now, I'm standing in for Pastor Peters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's around here. But I tell you, I just got to let you know this. That charity begins at home. Love begins at home. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're talking about how to get along with everybody all the time. You can do it in God. And that's the only way you can do it. Now, some folk, you're going to have to love at a distance. Because if you go around Uncle Joe, and every time you see Uncle Joe, he hits your side of the head. I suggest you keep praying for Uncle Joe. But you love him at a distance. Is that right? You see Uncle Joe across the street? And Uncle Joe said, come on over here. I said, I got to go somewhere. But God bless you, Uncle Joe. And you go, where you got to go? You got to get away from Uncle Joe. That's what you got to do. You got to love at a distance. But you still pray for him. Unless God tells you don't stop praying for him, you continue to pray for him. Just pray for everybody. Hallelujah. But control your emotions. The trouble with folks is when you lose your temper, temper is emotion. Fear is emotion. Hate and bitterness is emotion. There's only about one good emotion. It might be two, but most emotions are negative emotions. Now, emotions are like the tail that the wind, the dog or the cat wags. You know, it's a highlighter, showing up, what's going on in their life.
If they're happy, the tail's up in the air. You know, if they are fearful or angry or mad or getting ready to pounce or bite, the tail is down on the ground. Tail is down. But again, the tail is a highlighter. It's not to lead you. The Bible says walk in the spirit, not walk in your emotions. The Bible says in Romans 12:1, hallelujah, glory to God. I seek you, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your emotions a living sacrifice. Sacrifice your emotions. In other words, put them on the back burner. That's where they belong. If you ever see a dog going down the street and his tail is where his eyes should be and his eyes where his tail should be, you're a billionaire. Go get that, catch that critter. You're a billionaire. Or you see a cat in the same situation, catch that rascal. You're an instant millionaire. Your tail is supposed to be behind. Put your emotions behind. In other words, you got to control that thing. Tail out of control? No, because the dog controls it. You ever see a cat's tail out of control? No, because the cat. The only time you see a dog's tail out of control is when they done cut the tail off and they threw it on the side of the road. Ain't no dog there anymore. It's just the tail. Your emotions are not to stand by themselves. Your emotions are not to lead you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, again, when we get in trouble, we lose our temper on folks. We don't get along with them because we let our emotions lead us and guide it. We can't do that. Control yourself. Hallelujah. I think we almost got the time is up, isn't it? It's almost time up. Hallelujah. Almost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Women, your husband, his men are what they call hunters and gatherers. That's in their nature. They're hunters and gatherers. The closest thing to hunting and gathering, unless they're actually hunting and gathering, is sports. So you come home and your husband's watching a game. You don't say, I've got to talk to you. You ask and say, excuse me, honey, how long have you been watching that? In a neutral tone. And it says about an hour. Most sporting events are 3 hours long. I like to share something with you. Use the word share. Don't say, I've got to talk to you, because they put on the defensive. Say, I need to share something with you, but I'll come back in 2 hours. You're giving him respect and giving him time to get his hunting and gathering out of his system for that time, for that day, glory to God. And look here. I don't know. We got any more time. We may have to do this the next women's fellowship. But here's the key. A man will do something, and maybe he may be looking for his key. He's always doing that. Unless he asks him, honey, how can I keep these keys together? You know, don't try to tell him. Yeah, well, you ought to do this, that, and the other. One, two, three, four, five. Because you know what he'll say? He'll say you're trying to mother him. And you are, because you're an incubator. You are. That's in your nature, to instruct, to give, to share, to nurture. But you only do it with your husband when he asks. Because if you don't, he's not going to receive together, and he's going to that's a sign of defiance. He's going to get angry. So you need to kind of only do that when he asks. Also, say, for instance, he puts his shoes in the middle of the floor. You go in the bedroom, and you're going to trip over his shoes again. And you say, honey, I'm trying to tell you to put your shoes on. Don't trust. Why are you doing that? What you do, instead of trusting, trying to train him, he grown. But what you do, you got to outthink him. And that's easy to do, women. It's easy to do. Because you got it on the ground. So that men do. They up in the air somewhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, what you do, you get a basket, and you put that basket where he usually puts his shoes. And then he comes in, and he sees the basket, puts his shoes in the basket. And then after a while, maybe 2 or 3 days, he said, "Baby, you know what? It'd be good. Can we move this basket near the window?" I said, "Sure." And see, he will think he did a great job. And you're the one that did that. But you outthought him. Instead of having an argument, have a good time, a smiling time. You might even tell him, "Honey, you're so smart." Now, you might be calling those things to be not as though they were, but that's all right. Romans 4:17 says so. You can do that. Lord, I got to end this. Y'all women, I'm certainly glad that y'all tuned in. I wasn't really scheduled to be on. I might have to talk about this on Sunday to give y'all some more tips, maybe give men and women tips on Sunday, how to deal with one another, how to get along with everybody all the time. Hallelujah, on Sunday. I might do that. I don't know. If you want to hear more about that, maybe you can give us a call after this is over. 410-444-5152. 410-444-5152. But God bless you all. Father God, hallelujah, may the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you for Women's Fellowship the second Friday in the month of June. My goodness. Hallelujah. God bless you now. Love you now. Bye-bye.